Detroit, and Windsor. Last week, a consortium of builders was chosen to construct the Gordie Howe International Bridge. But trade tensions between the U.S. and Canada are rising. And then there is the Maroon family, owner of the Ambassador Bridge, running a commercial on Fox and Friends aimed at an audience of one.
Dear Mr. President, there are two grand new bridges being proposed in Detroit between America and Canada.
Well, the commercial goes on to urge the president to block the Gordie Howe Bridge and clear the way for the Maroons to build their new bridge next to the Ambassador Bridge. So could President Trump, as a recent article by Chad Livengood in Crain's Detroit posited, delay or even scuttle plans for the new bridge? Let's turn now to Andy Doctoroff. He's a special projects advisor to Governor Snyder, Michigan's point person on the Gordie Howe International Bridge. Andy, welcome back to Stateside.
Hello. How are you today?
Great, and very happy to have you with us. Andy, let's start with these trade tensions between Washington and Ottawa. There was certainly no sign of any of this back on June 15th, 2012, when the governor signed the agreement to get this bridge underway. How concerned are you these trade tensions could impact the plans to proceed with the bridge?
We look at the trade tensions as momentary blips, meaning this bridge is something that is built for the long haul. It's a 125-year life, and it's going to exist and serve the economies of both countries for a long time. And we think that all of the decision makers appreciate that, and what's going on now momentarily should not get in the way of a project that is very far down the road.
Have you or have anyone in the governor's office had conversations with anyone in the Trump administration recently?
I'm not going to speculate about any type of conversations that people have had. What I can say is that the ad that you just ran is chalked with inaccuracies. They talk about that overseas steel might be used. They mention that this will be Canadian-owned, that it will employ Canadians, and all of those things are untrue. The fact is that the underlying crossing agreement clearly states that American and Canadian steel only can be used. This is jointly owned by Michigan and Canada, and thousands of Americans as well as Canadians will be employed on this job building the bridge. So the underlying premise of that ad that was intended to influence decision making is wrong, and it's wrong repeatedly.
How much does this still ongoing effort by the Maroons to scuttle the bridge, how concerned are you at this point?
Well, the only thing I can say to that is the Maroons have been opposed to this project for years and years and years, and they've tried a variety of things to scuttle the project, to kill it, in the form of, among other things, litigation, lobbying, and the like. And what we do is we just focus on doing our job. We focus on moving the bridge forward, and if their activities impact us, we address them. For instance, we've won court case after court case, and we expect to continue, again, moving this project through completion. And, of course, last week's announcement of the retention of the preferred proponent, Bridging North America, underscores that there's no stopping us. This is a full steam ahead project.
So I think I'm hearing you answer this, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you envision, Andy, any scenario that would prevent construction of the Gordie Howe Bridge from starting later this year as planned? I mean, what would have to happen to delay things?
I strongly believe that construction of this bridge will happen very soon. We will have a groundbreaking very soon. And that's a belief that is reinforced every day in my mind as I work on this project every day, and I'm very close to it.
When you say very soon, can you give us a sense when you expect groundbreaking to happen and construction to begin?
Not at this point, other than to say I expect it within the near term, very soon.
Andy Doctoroff is Governor Snyder's special projects advisor, and he is Michigan's point person on the Gordie Howe Bridge. Andy, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.